This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program, a daily overview, looking at the issues of the day, the events of the day that people, that folks are talking about, things hopefully matter to all of us. It's one of those, it's hard, we have great senses of humor. I think the ladies have great sense of humor. Jennifer certainly does, Victoria does, Jay does, and I do too. When I least expect it, I come up with some pretty silly stuff. But it's hard. You do that, that's part of who you are, part of what's natural. And it's hard to have that point of view. Victoria likes to call me Captain Curmudgeon from time to time. I don't know that I look upon the things that are going on around us as curmudgeon-y. I just find it difficult to have a good time. Because, you know, these things are, all the things going on around us are important. And we all need to shape our thoughts and opinions and actions. You know, we can talk. Talk is cheap, as they say, and it is. It's action. What do you feel, what is there about some of the things, like have you helped give a little money to a group that was helping the Ukrainians? Are you expressing yourself about Roe v. Wade? Do you feel like you're being helpful when it comes to other issues, the COVID stuff? What are you doing? Because it's still around and there are a lot of people who still think, and there's some evidence that it could be a problem again. We get into the fall. And so it's all of this stuff. How do you work yourself around it? You still need to have a sense of humor. You still need to relax and not be, you know, there's not, the weight of the world is kind of on your shoulders, but it's on all of our shoulders. So this may be as good a time as any for us to try to get back together and figure things out in a collective sense. I think most people in America certainly agree on our I'm not sure about our response. We agree that Putin is no good. And I've thought for the last 20 years that he was no good. And there were people who said, oh, yeah, but he's, you know, that's the way the Russians are. Well, to a point, that is the way the Russians are, because they've had centuries and centuries and centuries of despotic leadership. And so now it's not any different when it comes to
the reason, because Vladimir Putin was in check for many years, and he actually even assisted the United States. We have the same common enemy, which was extreme Islam. So yes, they coupled with us many times to go after terrorists and terrorist cells. And so then they, you know.
Well, look, when they went after the Taliban, they spent a lot of time and effort trying to kick them around. They didn't. I mean, it would be to everybody's best interest, and we found out as well, the Taliban's no good, be to everybody's best interest if they were contained.
What anyway. Is it? The enemy to my enemy is my friend.
My friend, well, yeah.
My friend
yeah.
is the enemy right. back again. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is that, would you consider that appeasement or just common sense, common practice, looking for common ground? I think that that's kind of where we were, although I'm not sure people were actually thinking about it that way.
I think that the only way that we can ever do anything is by looking for common ground with everybody. Now, there are some people that you can't, I mean, at this point, could we find common ground with Vladimir Putin? Well, I think he's being driven by very big motivations of reuniting the USSR. He's got a time clock ticking, whether he's sick or he just thinks he's getting older or whatever it is, and so he's pushing. So, you know that, but of course, I mean, you have to, look, whether you use it about the very controversial Roe versus Wade debate that's going on in our country right now, you have to try to find some middle ground, some sane place to start so that everybody feels like they have an in at the table. Same thing with, you know, a lot of people criticize Trump for reaching out to Kim Jong-un. You have to find a common place before you can actually build something and make something work. So I think we always have to try to find that commonality. How realistic that is with Vladimir Putin right now, I don't know. Probably not very realistic, but that's why we have diplomacy, right?
Can I rewind here to the presidential election and the interference, and we didn't do anything really to stop him? There have been some sanctions, but they were so easy to get around that it didn't make any, didn't really make any difference. And now he's talking, he's come up with some in his Victory Day speech, some silly stuff to justify the Ukrainian war, back to the fact that they're Nazis and, you know, the kind of things we have not really, I'm concerned that we haven't learned the lessons of World War I or the lessons of World War II. I can't imagine that we get into another world war. That's just hypothetical talk, and it adds energy to the discussion, but doesn't get you anywhere in terms of practice. I think words are very important, and thoughts are things. So I don't like to put any energy behind that stuff. Just as I kind of don't discount the debate about Roe v. Wade, because it's always been very important. And one of the things that certainly in my relationship with my daughter, I've had lots of conversation about, and I think most fathers and mothers should be having this conversation with their daughter so that the younger people kind of know where it really is. And I go to situation that I was describing earlier about me being in the emergency room of the hospital. This may sound very crude, but I found it, to my experience, to be the best example I could come up with for birth control. It was a horror show. And so under the circumstance, that's a man talking about an observation. However we get to the point of realizing what we are doing or allowing, we become, and I use, go back to Putin, we've allowed him to get where he is. We knew he screwed up, he screwed with our elections, and we didn't really do anything. We talked a lot about it, but they continue to hack. They continue to mess. The North Koreans are hacking, as Victoria can explain. The Chinese seem not to be as interested in it as the Russians and the North Koreans.
I think the Chinese are having the North Koreans do it for them.
For them,
because
yeah, okay.
The North Koreans are, you know, they're always beholden to China, and they're good at hacking. And in case anyone missed the tech report, what Doug is referring to is the latest that the North Koreans are doing. They're laundering cryptocurrency. And so you have to wonder, well, who are they laundering it for? It's not just for themselves. Mm-hmm. So then there are connections to China, which could lead to connections to Russia. I mean, right now, Putin has a lot of money that he loved to launder. And, you know, and a lot of the oligarchs are these sanctions are hitting them really hard. And so now they don't really know where to take their money and how to hide it. And so they're probably having North Koreans just launder it into crypto.
What should we do about that? Over the past couple of months, the allies, I'll call them the allies, have shown a new level of assertiveness against Russia, but is it too little too late? Probably not, but it should have been. I go back to my old theory about there being terrible leadership, especially in the West. There isn't good leadership. We don't have good, strong leaders in presidential palaces or presidential offices. We just don't have them. So these people like Putin to come along can have their own way. I thought it was interesting. The Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S. Was interviewed over the weekend, said her country will count the Putin and Russia as being the worst enemy. Everything bad that you can say or possibly think is what they're all about. You don't know unless you've been there. I know there have been reports over the weekend of raping and killing. The soldiers doing all kinds of things. We've seen examples of the slaughter, wholesale slaughter of hundreds if not thousands of people. And yet, here we are. And he continues to do it. And the only one that really seems to be standing up to Putin is Zelensky. Well, it's his job, I suppose, because it's his country, yeah. But we keep saying we're sending aid and that stuff. I don't know I don't know what we should be doing. But it obviously
isn't
enough.
The problem is the aid is going to be problematic for us. You know, this is the quandary that we're in. And I think strong leadership is really necessary. And I feel like Zelensky right now is really, really only the true example of strong leadership on the world stage, standing up to Putin. But what else do you do? You now that
right,
he's there,
the
you either
what
get
else
involved.
Are we supposed to do?
I honestly, you can't play the what-if game, but I believe that this could have been stopped in the year that troops were gathering on the border, but we let them go. They used a vulnerable gas market to, you know, inflation was going up, and so he picked his moment to go in when he knew no one could really stop him. So,
but this is not really a war against Zelensky and Ukraine. It's a war against everybody and everything. The industries of the world, the economy of the world is in shambles because of this one guy who's decided it's his job to recreate the USSR. And we have an infrastructure that needs to be worked upon here. We're going to run out of money for that. We can't keep doing the money thing here, creating it so that the dollar has no value. The only thing that the dollar going down in value will do is encourage cryptocurrency. It won't be good. It's not good for anything in terms of our economy, which has been booming. And, you know, you look at the number of jobs that have been added. There's so much conflict here. I thought it was very interesting that last month employers in our country added 428,000 jobs. So solid hiring continues. That would indicate optimism as far as businesses are concerned. One of the questions for the economy is how the labor market will hold up as we can't borrow as much money. I noticed I was talking to one of my friends who's in real estate business, and housing sales have slowed down because interest rates are going up. It was easy before. Certain places...
Well, there's also no inventory. There aren't any houses to buy.
Yeah, right. So now we have wages going up, inflation going up, construction still... That's where the employment is, although there's less of it there because housing starts have slowed down a little bit. Anyway, it's just how much of a bite of the apple can we afford? I don't think we can. You can't. The economy can't sustain $6-7 a gallon for diesel fuel and heating oil when you get into the bad weather months, if it continues. Gasoline, the price that it is, people are still driving everywhere, but that means they're putting more money on their credit cards. And so how do you, you know, those are the questions that need strong leadership to answer and to prevail instead of just, you know, sort of in the back, well, what do we do if somebody's going to come over, some people, some groups have to get together and figure out this stuff. It seems almost, I mean, who would want to be president? Oy. All the things you have to confront. It's 18 after. This is the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 23 half the hour on the DJV program. It's trending time. Although we always say everything we're talking about is trending, it is. That's why we talk about it. But then there's the social media influences on a lot of the gossip and the personality stuff that floats around. There has been, you have to describe Jay. Jay's in charge of this in terms, well, the overview. We all watch what's going on Instagram, all the social media, but Jay really kind of makes it her business to sniff out the good stuff. So first of all, we start with Sam Hunt, and the question is, who's Sam Hunt? After we decide we want to talk about him, why are we talking about him? Who is he?
Well, we've talked about him before. He's a country singer. He's also had some hits on other radio stations, not just in the country world. This is the guy whose pregnant wife filed for divorce and then withdrew that divorce filing because it was actually filed in the wrong county and then refiled. Well, she's actually giving him another chance. Hannah Lee Fowler is her wife. She's a nurse. They live in Tennessee. They met at the University of Alabama, dated on and off for like a decade. So they've kind of had a relationship where they're together, they're not together, they're together, they're not together. They're due to have the baby sometime this month, and she's giving him another chance. She withdrew her divorce petition, and you guys will have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that you're only allowed to file, I don't know what the time span is, but I think you're only allowed to file twice, and then you're not allowed to file again.
Yeah, there was something like that in the last stipulation, that if she messes up
the second
filing.
You mean in this state or anywhere?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's the county or
every state is
different. Yeah. I feel like probably every county could even be different.
Well,
but isn't he also kind of like a controversially bad husband? Right. Isn't there something else with him?
Is he cheating on her?
It was infidelity issues. That's what she cited. And then also certain issues in the home life that she felt like it wasn't safe to be at home, even though that was never elaborated on. Hopefully he's come around or wised up. But, yeah, there were a lot of pretty strong rumors once upon a time that his type were pretty bartenders. After hours, after closing time.
Isn't that everyone's type?
I'm going to speak as a man. It's not my type. But what is there about...
Unless they're blonde.
Being... Yeah. Well, that's a couple of... Yeah. All right. So, yeah. If you're going to do all of this stuff, then why do you get married? What is there
right.
about...
I think
why do you feel so strongly about getting married if you want to screw around.
Yeah, just be single and do whatever you want.
Yeah, right. Why would
I've
you
always
jeopardize?
Said cheating is like way too much work.
Yeah, it really is. I had a fellow who's a friend of mine who's gone on a bender, and it turns out he and his wife have been having trouble for 10 years, and he's worth about $300 million. Well, as of the decision of the judge, he'll be worth 150. And if you take no other, but he's got wonderful kids who work in the business with him and kind of keep it floating along. Who starts the day with a glass of bourbon? You know, that kind of stuff.
Unless you're out of milk, and then for the cereal,
yeah, right.
Frosted Flakes,
make something
in
your coffee,
right?
Who doesn't enjoy breakfast bourbon?
Yeah. Breakfast bourbon,
double B's.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Brunch exists for a reason, guys.
Yeah, there you go. Fred Savage has been fired as the director of the Wonder Years, executive producer. Obviously, he doesn't still fit on it as the star. But now, is this another one of these things? Is it real, or is it Memorex, the stuff that is being said about him and whatever? He's been accused of misconduct by an actress named Allie Mills, but this was four years ago.
She defended him.
Right?
That's the woman who played his mother on The Wonder Years. She defended him and said that he was the sweetest person, and she thinks that this is all just kind of, you know, there's a whole lot of nothing. But I don't know what exactly he's been accused of for the reboot of The Wonder Years, but that's kind of a bummer to be fired from your own reboot. So it must have been something serious.
To me,
Roseanne.
Again, let's,
right.
Let's have some facts here to go along with the accusations. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Body and skin hair are very different from pubic hair and skin. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care it deserves. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection includes products to help prep, protect, shave, and maintain hair in the pubic region, whether your hair is there, gone, or growing. The full collection is dermatologist and gynecologist tested. You can buy the Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection at all major retailers where you find your favorite Venus products.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has signed a bill that is to expedite the process of sending military aid to Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap. But caving to aggression is even more costly.
His signature on the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act comes as the Kremlin's invasion of the Eastern European country enters its third month. The president vowed the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine in their fight to defend their country and their democracy. As for Russia, its president marked V-Day with no major victory to tout. Vladimir Putin again sought to justify his invasion, falsely casting it as a battle against Nazism in an attempt to link the current invasion to when Hitler was defeated. Major indexes on Wall Street losing big time on Monday. The Dow lost 654 points. The Nasdaq dropped more than 4%. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The investigation continues in the Bahamas into the deaths of three American tourists and a fourth that was sent to the hospital.
Bahamas Police Commissioner Paul Roll tells reporters that two of the dead are husband and wife Michelle and Robbie Phillips from Tennessee. He says the couple visited the clinic and were treated at different times.
At different places, so that's why we're not, but we're checking all of that, which we will hopefully be able to determine whether or not it was some food or something else that caused it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Jim Berg.
Back in the States, the demographics on motherhood is changing.
Over the past 30 years, birth rates have declined for women in their 20s and jumped up for women in their 30s and 40s. That's according to a new report from the U.S. Census Bureau. The trend has pushed the median age of U.S. women giving birth from 27 to 30, the highest on record. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Abortion rights activists are now planning to gather outside of the homes of the Supreme Court's conservative justices to protest the presumptive overturning of Roe v. Wade. Shutdown D.C. is organizing a demonstration in front of Justice Samuel Alito's home this week. He's the author of the leaked majority opinion overturning the precedent that was published in Politico. The homes of Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts are also targets. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Readjust our tinfoil. It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The I'm thinking about trying to come up with nice news. Is the category of
schnooze.
The schnooze. But when you think about, okay, so we had the numbers announced over the weekend of the new hires and how the unemployment numbers are going down. That's very cool. How many people do you know who are working from home? We have worked from home for a long time. I have since the 1990s, actually. And in order to make this program work the way it does, we all are in our separate locations. Jay is in Cleveland now, and we have Victoria in New Hampshire. In New Jersey, she would like to be in New Hampshire. And Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So we all have different places, and Jennifer has two other jobs. She has to actually go to a locale. Jay can work from home pretty much on the various things that she's doing. I do here easily. And I guess we were in it before. Now, though, there are so many people who are living and working from anywhere, working from home, it's become very popular. So I noticed that Airbnb, as an example, Victoria, announced that their staff can choose to work from wherever they are, mm-hmm. and kind of whenever they want to be most productive. So who, I guess my question here would be, who would decide who's most productive? Here, we don't have a choice because there's a time element. We have to be on the air from X time to Y time. So it's not like we can, okay, well, let's this afternoon, let's do it instead
of
now.
Well, I guess they're letting people set their own schedule. So if you want to put in your 8 hours and you don't really want to start work until noon, then you do noon to 8 or whatever. And I guess depending on your time zone, I'm sure that also plays into it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Airbnb is, there's no, like, home office that I know of. It's just, you know, like a physical office. But
It's like
Uber or Lyft.
Yeah, exactly. Or, it's just it's a software program, and it can be
Software and customer service, and then they have a huge division that deals with the hosts of the properties and things like that. So there's a lot going on, but it's also a global company. And I think I think it makes sense. They're probably already doing that to a large extent.
Well, it just is. As the world changes, it really is amazing to see how things can work and are working. Much of it because of technology. I think about how the technology of me doing this has changed from 1991, 92 when I started doing it, when I had been with a certain company that could no longer exist. And it was just, it made more sense for me to take it on my own if I could. I was the first one to do that, and it worked for me and has continued to work over the years. But it was not easy. It's kind of like, as we're now looking at it, it's a complicated sort of nest of things, pieces that all have to come together in order for it to work right. And it's not easy. So one wonders, as we get used to being at home, what does that do to the complexity of running a business? If you don't see this person every day, does that mean that it's less likely that in some circumstances, the working from home was abused? Teachers, for example, in many districts didn't do a damn thing. They didn't. They put in for their time, and they didn't really accomplish much, and they didn't do much. I didn't say that about all teachers. But way too many stories from all around the country. There were good teachers who took their job seriously and always have and always will. And there are others who milk the system. And I think that's true of a lot of. I know in my community, when we went remote, people stayed at home and they worked, instead of working 9 to 5, they worked 10 to 2. Or they worked 11 to 3 or 4. They weren't putting in a full day. And therefore, services suffered. Now, people were, and we all knew they were doing this. And it's not, you know, it's just, it's not right. If it's government, you have to be accounted. I just think it's a category. Government, you need to be accountable. You got to show up to work. If it's Airbnb.
Look, people can screw around at home, and they can screw around at work. I think that's definitely true. I know, I believe that it's much easier to screw around at home because you can take a nap, you can watch TV, these are things. And I know that because I'm being honest about myself. I know the pull of things that will get me saying, oh, I have to work on this at home, will pull me away sometimes from my work. Not all the times, but some of the time. So I think the distraction just honestly is easier at home. But, you know, you can have people who sit and shop online all day at their desk, too.
I have seen, I've worked in a lot of big companies, and I've seen so much wasting time.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's cigarette breaks every 15 minutes or hanging out in the kitchen and just chatting with people or shopping online, like Jen said. There are hours and hours a day that people just waste in an office. And sure, maybe they're wasting that same amount of time at home, but I think that some of the focus were for people working at home, at least just from what my husband does and from what my friends who had to work at home, you know, the deadlines were more concrete. And maybe that's a good thing. So, you know, you have a deadline where maybe you didn't have one if you were in the office, but now stuff needs to get done, and they need that accountability. So whether you're working your normal 8 hours a day or you're fudging it, you still have deadlines that you're going to have to meet, or you're going to get blown out immediately because everyone's going to find out.
Yep. All right, some more things having to do with what's going on in Ukraine. Apparently the Russians have bombed a school building where there are a lot of people sheltering. Just one more bloodthirsty move on his part. There is focus on the governments of the world selling off these seized assets that belong to the oligarchs. And what they're doing with it. So the government has seized a lot of these yachts, but then they don't know what to do with them. They don't, you know, there are a lot of them. This is a yacht, the example here, one owned by Victor Velksberg. The boat's called the Tango, and this is the first one the government grabbed. And there have been plenty of them that...
What's the value on that one?
$1 billion. A couple of... about $190 million.
Hmm.
So the U.S. has identified all of these things that belong to the allies of Putin, and they're trying... You know, they've been involved in the government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the judge has to approve the seizure, and then the Justice Department sends a team... reckon with, you know, selling these things. And apparently because of our laws, it takes a while to do it. You can't just today go to Christie's and have an auction and sell the boat. I don't understand that myself.
Well, yeah, because think about it. That's, you know, someone just can go and seize your property and sell it before you have any due process. And that would be un-American and unconstitutional.
Yeah, I guess I don't think they deserve due process, but that's me. So anyway.
Well, if you're going to seize a yacht,
you can't pick and choose against due process.
Yeah.
Right, and if you're going to seize yachts of that value, you better make sure you've got an airtight case legally, or they could come back and who knows what they could sue the United States government for and win. I mean, you have to be careful with it. I know everyone just wants to snap their fingers and everything goes your way, but it's not real life.
And the point is that these could take, it could be years before these things are actually liquidated.
Right, but in the meantime, they're not cruising around on a yacht, and they're not hiding in the middle of an open ocean, so.
A fleece jacket worn by President Zelensky, signed by him, was sold at a fundraiser over the weekend in London for $111,000.
That's really weird. That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's when it makes it seem more like a rock star than it does, like, and I know he's been very careful not to do that by, like, not coming to, I know he spoke to the Grammys, but not coming to the Oscars, even though he was invited. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a way to make money, but doesn't that seem weird? Like a signed jacket?
Well, but it was, I mean, sure. I think it sold for what, $111,000?
$111,000, yep.
But his wife donated toys that were auctioned off. There were photographs from famous photographers.
There's a big fundraiser for Ukraine across the
world. They raised over $1 million. This is the one that I'd mentioned at the beginning of the show when we were talking about Boris Johnson. He was the sort of host of this, and this was at Tate Modern. The Ukrainian embassy held this event in London at Tate Modern, which is a big art gallery. So they raised all the money. They're going to go. It's the Children's Medical Center, I guess, is going to get the bulk of this money. And so it's for a good cause. And if someone wanted to pay $110,000, I mean, you know, to have this jacket.
Yeah, you got, you know, $110,000 or something like that, help yourself. Meanwhile, with Mrs. Biden being over there over the weekend, Zelensky said, thank the U.S. for being the accelerator of the sanction policies against Russia. He thinks that's really slowed them down. And there is still talk about how much more we could tighten the sanctions on Russia. Should we? Yes. Will we?
Well, the new ones are pretty... That definitely puts a chokehold on a whole lot of stuff on exports, which they had been reluctant to do. So that is definitely a big step.
One of the things Zelensky did over the weekend was, when Mrs. Biden was there, honored a bomb-sniffing dog named Patron. Did you see this? Found 200 explosive devices at various places in various cities, mostly...
That's a good dog.
Kiev. But wow, isn't that amazing, huh?
Amazing.
How something like that happens, that's really cool. And congratulations. JonBenet Ramsey's father. Have we not heard enough over the years of JonBenet Ramsey? The father, I always thought, was the bad guy in this. Nobody ever found her body. Do you all remember JonBenet Ramsey, or am I talking like...
I thought they did find her body.
Yeah, they
found her
body. Basement.
Was there.
Yeah,
she was in the basement.
Yeah. They just never found the killer.
No.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So the father, over the weekend, slammed the police for refusing to use the most advanced DNA technology and failing to pursue suspects outside of the family. They live in Boulder, Colorado. Police turned down help from third parties who are better equipped to solve this case, including some genetic databases and advanced DNA laboratories. So Ramsey said, we're not asking the government to do anything that they shouldn't be doing right now. Do your job and do it the best that you can using today's modern technology.
Well, apparently he said there's crime scene evidence that was never even tested. And he said that the Boulder police, when JonBenet was killed, the Boulder Police Department didn't even have a homicide detective. They had never had a murder, so they didn't need one. And so this was so, like, over their heads. And, you know, I mean, this case has just been one of the most talked about cases in the country for how long has it been? Is it 15, 20 years now?
No,
right, more than that.
25 years.
I just wonder why someone like from the outside wouldn't have gotten involved. You know, there's so many groups, even if you can't afford to hire somebody, which I think they probably could have, but if you can't afford to hire someone to come in and investigate yourself, you would think somebody would want to volunteer for something this high profile.
I don't know that the police department would give up the evidence, because part of this interview that the Ramsey father did, John Ramsey, he and his wife apparently just recently met with the FBI, and the FBI told them that even they don't have the level of DNA testing that third party labs have. And so I'm wondering if maybe the Boulder police just didn't want to work with anybody who's a third party.
Well,
but I know at this point, though, come on,
astounds
you should
me.
Do everything.
Right. It astounds me. This thing's been going on for as long as it has, and nothing. Like Adam Walsh, his son, that's the reason they started that show, Wanted on Fox, 40 years ago, whatever it was. And then this became a big cause on that show. And it points out how kind of slipshod a lot of policing is. It's 48 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now, 53 after the hour, Monday means Tom. Monday means money pit. I like that because I love alliteration. So Monday means, but it doesn't really because the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program is on over the weekend. Tom Kreitler, Leslie Segretti hosted. But then they have so many other assets like the Money Pit podcast and the newsletter. So we get to some of those assets after we talk to, or we kind of review what one of our assets, one of our listeners, they're all assets. Anita lives in Illinois, right? Aren't they all assets? Don't you look at your listeners? They all.
They're all our friends, Doug. They need our help.
They are. Buy our products and support our advertisers. Anyway, so Anita, who lives in Illinois, says she's going to have to install a new central air conditioning system. Ah, that ought to be fun. She's got a rather small home, so how does she go about finding the right system and the right person to do it?
Yeah. So she says she has an 1,800-square-foot house and wants to know what size air conditioner she needs. And while I can give her a rough estimate, the true determination of how much air conditioning power you need has to be done is calculated as the result of something called a heat loss calculation or a heat loss analysis, where you kind of do the math, and this is something that a professional HVAC contractor should know how to do, and you essentially measure a lot of things that have to do with energy efficiency, insulation, orientation of the building, how much glass you have in terms of windows, and on which side. You know, for example, if you have a lot of windows on the west side or the south side, mm-hmm. you would need more air conditioning power than if you did not. So typically, the sort of basic guess is 600 to 800 square feet per ton of air conditioning. So that means you need about 2.5 to 3 tons for that house. But you don't just want to go with that. You want to make sure your contractor does a heat loss analysis so that you sort of dial that in.
How difficult is that
right.
to do, Tommy?
That's not hard today. I mean, there's programs that you can do it on their phone. It takes, an hour or two to do it right. But it's really going to dial you in and tell you exactly what you need. Because here's the thing, Doug. Everybody thinks bigger is better, right?
Yeah.
But if you oversize your air conditioning system, it's going to do what we call cycle. And that means it's going to run on and off and on and off, like, too quickly. because it'll chill the air very quickly. And in doing so, it doesn't actually have time to dehumidify the air. And then it feels like you're kind of living in a cold, clammy space. And you can get also respiratory issues and mold and stuff like that that happens. So you want it to be, you want it to be the right size, not too big and not too small.
Not too big. Sounds like, take it.
Just right.
Grandma, Goldilocks. Exactly right, yes. All right. So, also, the Money Pit podcast, have a good lawn, a safe green lawn, not having all those chemicals. I'm sure that's a question a lot of people have this time of year especially.
Yeah, we talk a lot about, you know, what you can do to help you maintain a healthy green lawn. Everybody starts to look at their neighbors about now and says, oh man, how do I catch up and how do I do it without putting too much in? And I'm sure, Doug, that it's something that you know far more about than I, being an organic farmer as you are.
Yeah, it's not easy to do, but it is intelligent. It takes a little effort. It's easy to have somebody solicit you and say, hey, we can make your lawn green. Good. How much will it cost? Without asking the right question. The right question is, what's in the stuff that you're going to put on my lawn?
Right.
That's what you want to know, because there's a lot of the stuff that's cancer-causing. Your children, if you've got young babies, they go wander around on the lawn. You want them to get that stuff on their feet. You want your dog out there sniffing. Well, let's say there's a banana peel and he wants to eat it and it's been sprayed with this stuff. What do you think is going to happen then?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And they're around. And by the way, most of the same companies that come to hit you, like True Green, or, I mean, there's True Everything all over the country, they have two services. They won't tell you about the other one unless you ask them. You got to ask them. What are they? No, seriously. You got to ask them.
Well,
right?
Right. Sure. Yeah. So it does make sense, though. Unless there's a profit line in it, they're not going to advertise it, right? But if there's a choice of having you or not having you as a customer, then they go, oh yeah, we have the low toxicity version that we can use for you.
Yeah. Stuff won't kill your dog. Uh-huh. You also have in the Money Pit newsletter this week a sort of an overview of building an outdoor kitchen.
That's really popular right now.
Yeah.
And what a great project. It's not terribly difficult to do. You know, most of us start with a patio. We put a grill on it. Then maybe you put a bar cart over there, and pretty soon you got yourself an outdoor kitchen. Well, if you want to, like, really solidify that, you know, there's lots of systems today where you can do this with pavers, building blocks that are kind of like stacking one block on top of the next. And soon enough, you have yourself a full kitchen.
MoneyPit.com/newsletter, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.